This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Budget concerns at the University of Colorado Denver are expected to continue as preliminary fall enrollment on campus failed to meet expectations. University officials budgeted for a 2.8% decrease in enrollment this fall. Instead, they saw it drop by an extra point on top of that. Third Congressional District Regent Glenn Gallegos expressed concern over CU Denver's downward trend.
We don't seem to be getting a real handle on it. We always balance the budget, which we do very well, but at that time, we're losing programs and we may be losing good people.
CU Denver will now look to balance the budget over the coming school year. Strategies will include a stricter hiring policy and offering early retirement incentives to certain staff and faculty. The city of Grand Junction has abruptly closed a public park used by the area's unhoused residents. Here's CPR's Western Soap reporter Stina Sieg.
Steel barricades now surround Whitman Park, its shady grounds were a gathering place for unhoused people and groups offering free meals. Eric Niederkruger, who works with the unhoused community, says he feels betrayed by the closure.
You're not going to get rid of the homeless problem by shutting down one park. You're just redistributing the problem without doing anything effectively to address the root cause.
Which he says is the area's housing crisis and low wages. The city says it plans to reimagine Whitman Park, making it available for special events by reservation only. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Come find more of what's going on around Colorado at cpr.org. Like, where are Colorado's future wolves coming from?